Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to the all-new SB Nation Radio. All of our interviews tonight are being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Call or click today and find out what you can save. It is, as promised, it is time for an update on the Houston Astros, and we have invited on the program this evening Astros beat writer since 2004. That is Brian McTaggart. He's a reporter for MLB.com, and he does it all. He's a hybrid. The author of his brand new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Thank you for joining us, Brian, on this Friday night.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we are very anxious to get your thoughts on the Astros because I tell you what, they're giving me a lot of anxiety, a lot of ups and downs this season, and here we are in the middle of August. What's your perception of the Astros and the direction that they're headed? I mean, because they've been battling through a very difficult stretch.
Yeah, they they got off to that terrible start, and then for two months they played some terrific baseball, some of the best baseball in the league. But in the last two or three weeks or so, they've really struggled to put wins together, and they've really slipped to the point now to where they're 9.5 games out in the standings. They're slipping in the wild card. They're now chasing three or four teams for the second wild card. So they put themselves in a tough spot. It's not that they can't get it done, but just 3 weeks ago, they were 2.5 games out in the division, and, you know, 3 weeks later, they're pretty much out of the division. So it's been a bad spell, but they're going to have to turn it around and turn it around quickly against a schedule that's going to be not very forgiving.
Okay, so Brian, so how do they turn it around? Can you pinpoint that for us? Because help us understand why they have struggled as of late.
Yeah, well, offensively, that's where their problems go. When they're hitting the ball, their pitching's been pretty consistent all year, not eye-popping, but it's been getting the job done. So they're going to have to score some runs. There's too many holes in the bottom of the batting order. Yulieski Gurriel, Cuban free agent they signed a month ago, he could be here within the next week or so, and he could help. Luis Valbuena could return from injury. So there's two impact bats you could add to the lineup. But they just need some guys to step up. They need to score some runs, and they just got to see if they have one good finishing kick left in them.
Okay, Brian McTaggart, Astros beat writer with MLB.com, the author of 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, is joining us this evening at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We were just highlighting and talking about some of the struggles that the Astros have had, what has gone wrong, but tell us, let's be positive, I mean, what has gone right? What is, essentially, what's keeping the Astros season still alive?
Well, probably look at pitching. I mean, the bullpen has been pretty darn good all year. You know, they've had a few hiccups lately, but for the most part, the bullpen's gotten the job done. And up until about the last week or so, the starting rotation was in pretty good shape. You got some guys now that are coming off starts where they didn't get, past the fourth or fifth inning. So, like anything else, it's going to come down to pitching. You got to be able to pitch it. But, their offense has been hit or miss all season. And, they had stretch. They had a 2 week stretch there where they, I think, averaged like 2.2 runs a game, and that was really tough. That puts a lot of pressure on your starting rotation and then your bullpen. Mm-hmm. If they can just get those bats going, they got a shot here to get back in this thing.
Brian, what is your belief? I mean, do the Astros have enough time to still win the division? I mean, can they catch the Rangers?
Yeah, I really don't see it. I mean, they're 9.5 out with 42 games left. That's a pretty tall task to try to run down the Rangers. You only have six head-to-head meetings against them too. So now you're looking at probably sweeping them twice and then getting some other help along the way. And the Rangers just look like they're a team of destiny at this point. They with all the one-run wins they have. So it's going to come down to the wild card. But again, they're chasing four or five teams in the wild card, and they're all playing each other, and they're beating each other up. And you might gain ground on Baltimore one night, but then lose ground to Boston. So they put themselves in a very difficult spot, but I'd be shocked if they're able to rally and get in the division at this point.
Astros beat writer with MLB.com. You're listening to the voice of Brian McTaggart, also the author of his new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. I promise we're going to hit on that here in a moment. Just give us a quick hit, though, on Jose Altuve, because on Tuesday night, he collects three hits on the evening and his 1,000th in his career. And I know the Astros, they lost against the Cardinals, but his impressive night, it was his historic net, I should say, was spoiled, but what a season he has had.
Yeah, he's had a terrific year. He's had an MVP type year. I think he's probably the front runner for the most valuable player at this point, leading the league, and he leads the American League in batting average by about 50 points, which is absolutely stunning. And leads the league in hits, and he's second in slugging, which is amazing from a 5'6" guy. So he's done a little of everything. Quickest Astros player ever to get 1,000 hits. One of the quickest in history to get 1,000 hits in only, I think, his 786 games. So he's doing some really incredible things. But unfortunately for the Astros, it's either Jose Altuve, George Springer, Carlos Correa, and then it really drops off after that. Those three guys don't have a lot of help at this point. So while the accolades for Altuve are very nice, I'm sure he would trade it in for some more wins at this point.
Okay, Brian, my final question for you is, give us a hit on your brand new book, 100 Things Astro Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.
Yeah, the book has been out since April, and I've been doing some book signings around Houston and some parts of Texas, and it's basically an encyclopedia of Astros history from the beginning of the franchise, how it was founded, and documents some of the great characters and players and moments and games and franchise history, and sort of an easy to read function. So it's available in Barnes and Noble stores around Houston. It's also on Amazon.com, so anybody anywhere can get a hold of it, and I think Astros fans, new or old, will enjoy it.
It is a fun read, and of course a heartfelt forward from National Baseball Hall of Fame member and former Astro star in Craig Biggio. Listen, Brian, congratulations on the book, and we look forward to our next conversation, and hopefully the Astros are going to start trending in the right direction, okay?
Okay, we'll see.
Sounds good. Fingers crossed. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.